Plummer.
Thank you, Judge. Please, the court. This is a question presented to this court regarding the opinion of a treating physician under the Social Security Disability Act and whether or not that treating physician's opinion should be given controlling weight and thus must be adopted under the regulations by the Secretary. The opinion is a Dr. Bain's opinion that the claimant in this particular case, Barbara Nelson, is unable to engage in substantial gainful employment because of her fibromyalgia and the pain that she suffers as a result of the fibromyalgia. The question is whether or not the Dr. Bain's...
Let me explain the problem I have with your position.
Okay.
You won this case in the district court. Case is remanded to the agency for further action.
Yes.
Under what I hope is the correct legal standard. You're asking us to say that remand is dispensable, that the case should have been resolved finally in your favor in the district court. And the problem is that every time any court of appeals says that, the Supreme Court reverses summarily. The Supreme Court has said as loudly as I can imagine that federal courts, district courts, and courts of appeals must remand to the agency. They are not allowed to make final decisions of immigration status or disability benefits or much of anything else. Now, how is it that we could possibly say this case must be decided without remand, without getting our heads chopped off?
The reason, the issue is under the Secretary's regulation regarding the treating physician's opinion, whether or not that should be accepted and under their regulations should be adopted by the agency.
This sounds like an argument that you should be making to the agency on remand. You've won this case. You've won a remand, and you go back before the immigration judge. Sorry, this is carrying over. You go back before the administrative law judge and say, here's this regulation, here's the treating physician's opinion, please rule in our favor. And presumably, if you're right about the regulation, the ALJ will do that. But cutting off a remand, forbidding a remand, is something that the justices keep saying we cannot do.
Well, in this particular case, my problem with that was that since the district court judge, magistrate in this particular case, said that the ALJ was correct in his assessment that the Dr. Bain's opinion should not be given controlling weight, that would be res judicata against me, and that the ALJ, or later on if I have to reappeal the case, that the ALJ should say you cannot raise that, or the district court would then come back and say you cannot raise that because we've already decided that the ALJ was correct in not giving the appropriate weight to Dr. Bain's opinion. And that's a matter of law. It's not a matter.
I hope you do understand the minimal requirements of issue preclusion. This has nothing to do with res judicata. That's claim preclusion. Issue preclusion applies only to issues that are actually and necessarily resolved in order to decide the litigation. Whatever that statement in the magistrate judge's opinion might be, it was not necessary to resolve the litigation and is therefore not within the scope of common law issue preclusion. I mean, this is black-letter law, counsel.
Well, I beg to differ with you, Judge, because I think that it does. I think it precludes me from going back into the agency and saying...
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Well, if it doesn't...
It's black-letter law that only issues that are actually and necessarily resolved are covered by issue preclusion. The judgment in this case was a remand. That statement was not necessary to the remand, and it is therefore not covered by the doctrine of issue preclusion.
Okay.
I mean, this is... As I say, this is black letter.
Okay, I'll agree with that, but I'm still saying, Judge, that the district court or the magistrate, and you disagree with me, but the district court magistrate should have found that Dr. Bain's opinion should have been supported by substantial evidence and therefore was supported by substantial evidence and therefore should have been adopted by the agency, by the under his regulations. Are there any other questions?
Thank you, Mr. Plummer. Ms. Cromer.
Good morning. May it please the Court. My name is Kimberly Cromer. I am here on behalf of the Commissioner of Social Security. I believe that this Court understands the basic issue with this case, that in this case, the District Court remanded the matter back to the agency for articulation of the ALJ's credibility assessment. It appears as though Ms. Nelson may not completely understand that under the district court's order for remand, she will be allowed to present her arguments regarding the controlling weight to be assigned to Dr. Bain. He is not precluded from raising those arguments again at the agency level. If the court has no further questions, we will rely on our brief. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Ms. Cromer. Anything further, Mr. Plummer?
No, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement.